From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Department says U.S. warplanes launched strikes against Islamic State targets around the Libyan coastal city of Sirte, requested by the North African country's UN-backed National Unity Government. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
Today, at the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, the United States conducted precision airstrikes against ISIL targets in Sirte, Libya, to support GNA-affiliated forces seeking to defeat ISIL in its primary stronghold in Libya.
He said one strike hit an IS tank, directly challenging GNA-aligned forces and indiscriminately targeting civilians. Another strike hit two IS vehicles. He said it's the start of a sustained campaign to back Libyan forces as they conduct operations against Islamic State. The head of the Libyan Presidency Council, Fayez Sarraj, said the council decided to request direct U.S. support. He said it's to be done in close coordination with the council. The U.S. defense spokesman said the strikes will continue to target IS forces in Sirte to enable the GNA to, quote, make a decisive strategic advance and to help deny IS a safe haven in Libya, for which it can attack the U.S. and its allies. A Nigerian commission Monday found that the army killed nearly 350 people from a minority Shia Muslim sect last December and called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said the army used excessive force in 2 days of violence in Zaria when sect followers blocked the road used by a military convoy that carried the chief of the army staff. The army insists the protesters were trying to assassinate General Tukur Buratai. The rights group Amnesty International accused the military of deliberately shooting dead the Shia followers of cleric Ibrahim Zakzaki, who remains in detention. This is VOA News. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwest Syria, killing all five people on board, reportedly including two officers and three crew members.
Сегодня совершён террористический акт.
Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy called it a terrorist act. He said the helicopter was returning from a humanitarian mission providing food and medicine to residents of Aleppo. The crash occurred as rebels launched a fresh assault on government-held districts of that city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in a joint appearance in Washington with his Colombian counterpart, acknowledged the target date of August 1st to get the Syrian government in opposition to the negotiating table on the country's future has come and gone with no sign of such talks.
Almost all of the time from the moment of the announcement of the target date until today has been consumed by trying to get a cessation of hostilities in place that is meaningful. And that is precisely what we are engaged in right now. There are obviously great concerns about what is happening on the ground there. We all share them. And there is a situation where Assad regime attacks and conducts offensive operations, but Nusra, which doesn't want a cessation, also attacks and goes into offensive operations.
He called on Russia and Damascus to restrain from conducting such operations. He said evidence so far about whether Moscow or the Syrian government will break the cycle of violence is troubling. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Monday renewed his criticism of last year's international nuclear agreement, accusing the U.S. of failing to keep its end of the bargain. Speaking in Tehran, the Iranian spiritual leader said 6 months after going into effect, the agreement has offered no tangible benefit to the people's lives. He said sanctions relief has been gradual and hope for foreign investment has yet to appear. Venezuela's National Election Council says the opposition has successfully collected the necessary 1% of voter signatures in their drive to recall President Nicolas Maduro. The opposition had to collect 200,000 valid signatures before a referendum can be held, but the council has asked for an investigation into possible fraud involving hundreds of those signatures. Typhoon Nita, which brought fierce winds and torrential rains to Hong Kong Tuesday, moved northwest into southern China. The storm has forced the cancellation of flights, closed the stock market in Hong Kong, schools, and many businesses. Gusts of more than 150 kilometers an hour were clocked, raising concerns about floods and landslides. Kenyan police say they, along with U.S. anti-narcotics agents, seized nearly 100 kilograms of cocaine at the country's main seaport of Mombasa in a container from Brazil. A British national and two Kenyans are being questioned. The containers were destined for Uganda and were said to contain sugar. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.